Muffed is live. Time to break it all down. This is your Eagles 2026 draft recap. Muffed!
Welcome back to Muffed Eagles 2026 draft recap. 8 picks and the birds walked out with a pure skill and trenches class. No defensive splash, no quarterback of the future, just a deliberate bet on making an already good offense scary. Headliner round 1, pick 20, USC receiver Mekhi Lemon. After that, more pass catchers, a line patch, and the entire defensive side saved for day 3 dart throws. Let's get into it. The Eagles' passing game in 2025 was fine, not feared. 26 touchdowns, 3,498 yards, and a passing expected points added, the standard efficiency per dropback measure of plus 23.2, which pencils out to plus 0.04 per play. That's barely positive, just above water passing. They needed juice on the perimeter, and pick 20 brought it. Mekhi Lemon, 79 catches for 1,156 yards and 11 touchdowns, receiving yardage that finished second in the Big Ten and 11th nationally. His predicted points added, the college version of expected points added, was plus 0.58 per play. That's top of the conference receiver math. In round 2 at pick 54, they grabbed Vanderbilt tight end Eli Stowers, 61 catches for 765 yards in the SEC and a plus 0.61 predicted points added per play. Even higher than Lemon on a per snap basis. Round 5, pick 178, a developmental swing on North Dakota State quarterback Cole Payton. 2,719 passing yards, 16 touchdowns, 4 picks, plus 777 yards, and 13 scores on the ground. A clipboard and package plays profile, not a savior, but Lemon and Stowers? That's the Eagles saying the route tree needed more answers, and they bought 2 of them. The rushing offense paragraph is short because the Eagles didn't draft a single running back. In 2025, they ran for 2,009 yards and 17 touchdowns on 463 carries, with a rushing expected points added of plus 2.48. League average ground production, neither strength nor crisis. They're banking on the room they have, full stop. Up front, the line story is the 35 sacks allowed and 57 quarterback hits absorbed, about 3.5 hits a game on the passer, and that's behind an offense in shotgun on 77% of its snaps. Not a disaster, not clean. They added 2 bodies. Round 3, pick 68, Miami tackle Markell Bell, a swing tackle developmental piece, thin data sheet, but a third round tackle is a real investment in pass pro depth. Round 6, pick 207, Georgia guard Micah Morris, the kind of late round interior bet that earns its way on through camp. Not an overhaul, a refresh. Now here's where you find out how the Eagles actually feel about their pass defense. In 2025, they allowed minus 0.12 passing expected points added per play. Negative is good for the defense. For minus 72.42 on the season, with 42 sacks and just 14 passing touchdowns surrendered, top shelf, and they treated it like 1-0 picks until the 7th round. Pick 244, Texas Tech safety Cole Wisniewski, 75 tackles, 5.5 for loss, 6 pass breakups. Pick 252, New Mexico edge Keyshawn James Newby, and this one's interesting, 9 sacks and 15 tackles for loss, with the sack total leading the Mountain West and ranking 20th nationally. For a pick 252 flyer, leading your conference in sacks earns a camp look. Neither is a starter on arrival. Both are bets that this pass defense doesn't need rescuing, it needs depth. The run defense was the softer half, 2,127 yards allowed, 20 rushing touchdowns surrendered, and a per carry rushing expected points added of minus 0.02, neutral against the run, which for a unit that wants to be elite is a soft spot. The fix was 1 pick. Round 7, pick 251, interior defensive tackle War Bernard, no college production line attached in the data, so there's not much honest analysis to do. A developmental 7th round body for a unit that needed more. If this draft left a real gap, it's right here. The pick of the draft has to be Mekhi Lemon, pick 20, Big Ten receiver of the year level production, top 15 nationally in 3 different categories, and a plus 0.58 predicted points added per play that says he was creating value on basically every snap he took at USC. He steps into a passing game that needed a perimeter answer, and he's the kind of separator who changes what defenses can do against this offense. That's smash the board production. He's the one most likely to define this class. Here's what to watch in 2026. Does the Eagles passing offense climb out of plus 0.04 expected points added per play and into the upper tier where the defense already lives? That's the entire thesis of this draft. Lemon and Stowers are the new mouths to feed. The line got two trench reinforcements and the defense was handed a you're good, just add depth note. If the passing game jumps a tier, this class smashed. If it doesn't, the day three defensive haul is going to look awfully thin. Either way, the Birds picked a lane and floored it.
Muffed! The Eagles bet this entire draft on turning an average passing offense into a feared one, and Mekhi Lemon at pick 20 is the player who has to make it pay. 1,156 yards, 11 touchdowns, and a plus 0.58 predicted points added per play at USC say he can. If Lemon hits, this class smashed. If he doesn't, that seventh round defensive haul is going to feel awfully light. That's the Eagles this week. Two things before you go. One, if you're new here, make sure you're subscribed so next week's show drops right in your feed. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. See you next Tuesday.